Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. So you may have heard that interest rates are now at a 21-year high. What you may not have heard is this from the media, that inflation ticked up, not down in July, in the gauges that the federal government looks at when they decide if they're going to raise interest rates again. Inflation actually ticked up to 3.3%. Yes, on an annual rate in July, as measured by the gauge favored by the Federal Reserve. Now, this increase in the Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index, reported Thursday morning by the Bureau of Economic Analysis, tracks other readings that show inflation increased last month amid the Fed's campaign to slow it by hiking interest rates over and over and over and over and over again. So what did the report show us? The latest report shows inflation is still above the central bank's goal of 2% annual price growth. A bit of bad news for the economy and the Biden administration. So why haven't you heard about this story since this broke on Thursday? It's because the media understands it's a presidential election that's going on right now, and they must tout positive economic developments as proof that Bidenomics and the agenda is working. Now, let's talk about the facts. The core PCE inflation, a measure of inflation that strips out energy and food prices and is generally less volatile, rose 0.1 percentage point to a new high of 4.2% in a year-over-year rate. That's not good news. That's really bad news. Now, this latest PCE news comes after June's inflation report showed declines. That's what the Biden administration jumped all over, that were more pronounced than many economists had expected. Here's the problem. Now, while the PCE is the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, the more commonly cited headline number is the Consumer Price Index. And that inflation was clocking in at 3.2% in July. Inflation has fallen greatly, the White House will tell you, from its peak last summer, because the central bank has skyrocketed interest rates. And that's why you're paying a 21-year high on your home if you're going to buy one right now. Other economic indicators have also not been going in the right direction recently. For example, GDP growth has remained, quote, positive. The problem is it's coming down. That's when you know you're headed towards what many refer to as a recession. Also, economic growth increased at a 2.1% annual rate in the second quarter of this year, according to the government's GDP estimates released this week. That follows a first quarter that featured a 2% expansion. That is, again, something they'll point to as, okay, we're going to be fine. But then there's the labor market. The labor market has remained strong as well. However, there are now new signs of slowing. The economy added 187,000 jobs in July, and the unemployment rate inched down to an ultra-low 3.5%. But this is where economists are saying those numbers aren't an accurate portrayal of what's going on right now. This week's release of the job openings and the labor turnover survey showed the number of job openings decreased to 8.8 million in July, the lowest that number has been in more than 2 years. What that means is people are stopping the hiring that they have been at the same rate that they've been going at for quite some time, meaning that inflation is now catching up to the business owners, corporations, and small business owners. Now, there's another aspect of this that has to be talked about, and that is this part of the conversation. What is the media going to do, and are they going to tell you the truth? I can tell you they're not. In fact, we put together a montage for you, and I want you to share this with everyone you know, because the media understands one thing right now that is incredibly important for them. And that one thing is to tell you that it's just not that bad, that your life is actually going in the right direction, that everything is fine, and that you should just get used to paying these lifetime highs on groceries, and you should be thankful for how good things actually are. I'm not joking. This is their narrative that they are pushing out right now, and it's a narrative that every single one of you should be very upset with. Now, listen carefully, okay? This is an important aspect of this conversation. Listen carefully to the media continuing to tell you that Bidenomics with lifetime highs on inflation for me and for many of you listening, and a 21-year high with interest rates now, and credit card debt, by the way, is about to be a massive problem in this country. We're more than $1 trillion in credit card debt, and those credit card interest rates are going to be at the highest people have ever seen while they've had those credit cards. So you combine all of this, and you've got a huge, massive problem. So is the media telling you that? No. They're propagandists. Repeat after the White House. The economy's strong and I'm happy. And they're all saying the same damn thing. Listen.
Bidenomics. Polls consistently show that a majority of the American people disapprove of the president's handling of the economy.
Eviction filing rates are soaring, 50% higher than they were before the pandemic.
Over half of Americans earning a six-figure salary report that they're actually living paycheck to paycheck.
Tens and tens of millions of people are struggling to put food on the table.
The number of homeless people on the streets and in shelters across the U.S. increased significantly this year.
Biden trying to rev up his economic vision for America, but a lot of people aren't buying it because they can't literally buy anything.
I'm so sick of how expensive everything is. I don't know how anyone else is surviving out here.
I can't go to the grocery store and get a week's worth of groceries without spending $300, $400.
Because everything is just astronomically expensive.
Eventually, we will have no quality of life whatsoever, not even for the middle class. It'll just be the rich people enjoying life. Is that what you want? Because that's where we're headed.
Can't tell you how many people I know, young and older, especially, that are living in their cars. And living in their car, idiot.
We all struggled, but there's a difference between struggling and drowning. I told my son, all you have to do is work hard, go to college, or join the military like I did. He has saved almost every dime and still can't afford to live. It's literally turning into the ultra wealthy and then everybody else is just poor.
The everyday necessities that people take for granted, you can't afford them anymore. I have never seen somebody pour billions of dollars into another country and not its own that is clearly hurting.
Bidenomics, Biden's formula for strong economic growth from the bottom up, it's so much greater than even the experts in economic stuff expected it to be.
How are you feeling tonight? Are you feeling confident tonight? The Biden administration is crediting Bidenomics.
The economy is great. It's the Goldilocks economy. I don't recall an economy that is this good.
Our economy is doing so well.
But guess what? It's working.
Bidenomics is working.
Bidenomics is working. It is actually working.
My God, really is morning in America right now.
From your lips, Cornell.
Bidenomics is changing their lives for the better.
Most economists fear the most that the United States economy
is too strong.
We haven't seen an economy like this, and the Biden administration has been more successful economically than the New Deal.
The Bidenomics, this has been the greatest economic growth of any country in the world.
The economy is looking in every meaningful metric right now, frankly, well beyond the expectations of anyone, because real Americans are feeling the benefits.
Bidenomics and how well the economy has been doing under Joe Biden.
If I were him, I'd actually be declaring victory. This economy is particularly good.
People ask me, how did it feel when you were sitting there with a woman vice president of the United States, woman speaker of the House? This is Bidenomics.
Everything that Joe Biden has done since the beginning of his administration, he has been winning.
Close your eyes.
You look at the gas prices that came down. America is doing incredibly well.
Bidenomics?
Things have been looking much, much better for the U.S. economy.
The reality is much better than you feel.
I know we have Bidenomics.
Yeah. Our new Obamacare is Bidenomics. Programs that delivered widespread prosperity, jobs, reducing inequality.
The Biden economy was like the Rodney Dangerfield of economies. They couldn't get any respect for the things that they'd done, but you knew it was popular.
This is what propaganda sounds like. And you can hear it in their voices. They're not journalists. They're members of the Biden administration going on TV and doing everything they can to convince you that this is amazing, that this is perfect, that you should be the happiest person in the world. You should be grateful for what they've done for you, even though clearly they haven't done jack crap for you. I want to tell you about an amazing trip that we are going to be taking to the Holy Land, Israel. Israel is the cradle of Judaism, Christianity, and many of the principles that we hold dear as Americans. And I want you to join me and many other listeners as we visit sites like the Armageddon Battlefield, Nazareth, Jericho, Jerusalem, Bethlehem. You're also on this trip going to set sail on the Sea of Galilee, and you're going to float on the Dead Sea. We're going to walk in the footsteps of biblical figures like King David and Jesus Christ. And you're going to do it all together with other listeners from around the country. Now, I'm going to meet up with you in Jerusalem, and you're going to experience the city and some of the most amazing sights like the Western Wall, the Temple Mount. The trip is going to deepen your understanding of the Bible and of Western civilization. We're also going to have with us a spiritual advisor, a pastor, who's going to talk at each site about the significance in the Bible with this trip. It is going to be incredible. Now, you've got time to plan because the trip's going to take place May the 6th through the 15th of 2024. Now, the good news is trip is amazing, and people are signing up fast. So you need to find out and book your spot now before it's too late. You can go right now to ChristianExpedition.com/Ben. That's ChristianExpedition.com/Ben. You can also call them and get the information guide and find out everything you need to know about this once-in-a-lifetime trip to Israel. 877-234-3002. That's 877-234-3002. 002 or online at ChristianExpedition.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben. It's not, by the way, just Bidenomics where the media is doing this kind of crap. I want to give you an example of something that has nothing to do with the economy, but it does have to do with a transgender issue. Sage Steele was an amazing anchor at ESPN. Sage Steele is no longer an anchor at ESPN, and the reason why is because as a woman, she made it clear that she was going to defend women's sports. And part of what she decided to do is to say that there is a difference between men and women, and just because you're a dude acting like a chick doesn't mean that you should be able to do what Thomas, for example, did in the swimming championships. That it's unfair to women. Martina Navratilova, speaking of tennis right now at the U.S. Open, came out. And she was one of the first openly gay professional athletes. She took a huge hit financially for doing that. And she did it when she came out. It was in a time in the, I think it was the early 80s when she came out, that it completely destroyed her marketability aspect of her career because no one wanted to touch her. She is a trailblazer, would be a better way of describing it. And one of the interesting things about her is she's also now come out, and people in the LGBTQ activist community are attacking her because she's saying, hey, men should not be allowed to play in women's sports, even if they, quote, identify as a woman. So what's the media doing on that issue? They're attacking anybody that says anything that they don't agree with. Now, Sage Steele also is coming up with something that I think is a very interesting point that we should all use to our advantage. She said something about science, and she was talking about COVID. You know, in COVID, what was the line? You can't question science, right? That's the Fauci line and the CDC and the NIH and everybody else, right? Like, you got to follow the science. You got to follow the science. You got to follow the science. And that's what they said. You couldn't ask questions about ivermectin. You couldn't ask questions about how lethal COVID actually was. You couldn't ask questions about people and every doctor saying that you died of COVID in the hospitals because they made more money off it than if it was an actual heart attack or a stroke or anything else. That there's a lot there that can be talked about, that should be talked about. And if you brought up questions or you had doubts, they immediately said that you were a science denier. Well, here's where Sage Steele has become totally brilliant, and I want to give her credit. She's now ripping those preaching science on COVID, but ignoring the same basic science when it comes to men playing in women's sports. It's also come up at the White House, and the White House is now ducking questions on protecting women's athletes. Listen to Sage Steele on Fox News Channel talking about this. And again, if we're going to follow the science, right, like we did with COVID, the mandate of follow the science, can't ask questions, then why aren't we following the science on the difference between men and women?
Defended you. I'm not going to play that. I do want to play this, though, from the White House, because you did. I brought up and then you picked up on it. The issue of trans playing in women's sports. It was brought up at the White House yesterday. This is a hot topic all across the country and for good reason. Listen to the White House yesterday.
That gives schools the flexibility to establish their own athletics policies.
Does he care that girls are allowed to compete in sports without fear of injury? Does he think it's fair for girls to have to compete against biological males?
I just answered the question. It is a complicated issue. It is truly a complicated issue with a wide range of views.
How come complicated do you think it is, Sage?
This is so ridiculous. Honestly, the more I hear it, the more angry I get, because it's not complicated. All these people who've been preaching science for the last 3+ years with COVID are all of a sudden ignoring science for something that is so basic. Also, even if you talk to people, I've had a lot of people come up to me. We have very different opinions about a lot of things, but I feel like on both sides of the aisle, so to speak, the vast majority of Americans agree. This is ridiculous. We know the differences between boys and girls, men and women. And I'm disappointed, and a lot of people, a lot of companies, et cetera, that are, they were preaching, you know, women's and supporting women's sports, et cetera, and how about all the Title IX work for all these years? Then all of a sudden, we're just forgetting it and ignoring it. And most importantly, people who agree with us that are being silent. Why? Because it's easier, because it's safer. And I just feel that if we don't speak up, and by the way, I mean men and athletes with big platforms as well, I almost feel like we're going to have blood on our hands here, because what is the line? All I know is that as a mother and as someone with a little bit of a platform, which I don't know what that is right now, but here I am, like, if we don't do this, then we've wasted, you know, 50 years of work and trying to uplift women. And I don't get it. This is pathetic that it's still an issue. And shame on these people in leadership positions for not being willing to give an honest answer.
Especially those women who made millions, they worked hard, they got those championships, they succeeded, and now they don't stand up for girls that are younger than them. It is mind-blowing, and I hope that you and I get to, maybe off camera, we'll talk about it one day, and I hope we see you again and more often on Fox News. Sage Steele, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I mean, you look at Sage, her career in many ways has been ruined. She was an incredible person on TV and sports, and all she said was, I'm going to protect women's sports. That's all she said. Like, it's just that simple. But what does the media do to their own a fabulous career? What do they do? They will attack and destroy you. They will come after you with everything they have. They will make sure that they silence you no matter what. There's also something else here that I think is important to understand. College athletes that speak out about transgender athletes dominating women's sports, when they do it, the universities are not backing them up either. Like, they're not doing it. Listen to this. This is a college athlete speaking out about transgendered athletes in her school.
Would you tell all of us watching right now, what is it like to go into a competition against a transgender athlete when you know the outcome ahead of time?
Yeah, it's extremely deflating. I've experienced it 5 times, and each time I lost to a biological male. And the fact that that's still happening, that women are still losing to biological males in their own sport, shows why we need more female athletes to speak up about this. And so I just kind of want to say to the female athletes in Pennsylvania, don't let anyone silence you. Speak up. Tell the NCAA, your athletic directors, and your coaches that you want fair competition, because doing this is nowhere near as scary as it seems, and the amount of support is overwhelming.
That is a brave woman who is then ostracized. And what they do is they'll say, oh, well, you're a bigot. They'll say you're a homophobe. You're anti-transgender. You're the worst person in the world because you're not willing to comply. And I say this to encourage women, that women's sports will only be saved if women start standing up for women. If mothers don't start standing up for young girls, then men will take over women's sports. Now, I'm not saying every position. They're just going to take over the record books. They're going to be ranked number one. Thomas winning the national championship is a great example of this. It only takes one person, one man, to act like they are a woman and allow them in to destroy the entire women's sports apparatus. And at some point, it's going to happen to your daughter or your grandchild in sports. High school sports now are in full swing. College sports are in full swing. And I'm telling you right now, when one man gets on the field, whether it's soccer, whether it's softball, whether it's, I don't care, swimming, any of these other sports, lacrosse, they're going to injure women. Like, there's going to be serious injuries to women. We've already seen this around the world at the highest levels in different sports, but it's going to happen. And that's probably what it's going to take for women to wake up. It shouldn't take that. It's also going to be when the record books get destroyed And when women don't get to go into bigger competitions because somebody takes their spot who's a dude acting like a chick, there is going to be heartbreak. There is going to be lifetime achievements that are going to be taken away. They're going to be destroyed because of what I'm describing for you right now. And that is a real problem. And this goes back to, by the way, the media here. You cannot be afraid of the media. You have to, I think, just understand that you've got to fight extremely hard to go up toe-to-toe when the media comes from you. Nick Sandman, for example. Remember the kid that was, you know, the drum was being beaten in his face by that Native American. He didn't antagonize. He didn't start it. And he had on a MAGA hat, and the media came after him. He ended up suing and winning big time, millions of dollars. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take people doing that. I mean, look at this. Look at this young little hero. I'll end with this point on this. Look at the young boy who had the Gadsden flag patch on his backpack. And what happened? Teachers kicked that student out of class for wearing a Gadsden flag patch on the backpack. It took him being brave, his family being brave, and the community rallying behind him for the school board to then make a decision and vote that he could wear the Gadsden flag on his backpack. They're going to bully you until you fight back. And that's not bullying, right? That's just defending yourself. It's not bullying at all. That's just straight up saying, I'm going to defend myself. And that's the point that everybody needs to understand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. There's a simple question that a lot of people are asked when there's an election. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago or 2 years ago if it's a congressional race, or 6 years ago if it is a Senate race? And then there's a compare and contrast that happens after that. Well, we're getting close to the presidential election race when it comes to that question. And that question can only be asked of the person who's actually in office. In this case, that would be Joe Biden. Joe Biden came out this last week and wanted to take a victory lap, saying that his Bidenomics is working. The question is it for the American people? There are a lot of Americans right now that are struggling. Inflation, hyperinflation, Just to name two of the issues, interest rates now are at a new all-time high that we have seen over the last year at about 7% on a 30-year. That's changing, obviously, on a regular basis, but it certainly isn't headed in the right direction. That is a really big problem. The president, however, wants you to believe that everything is actually fine, that there are no issues, and that Bidenomics are working well, and you should be thrilled at how well they are actually working. Now, there was some truth on Meet the Depressed on Sunday morning. I'm sorry, Meet the Press on Sunday morning, with the anchor, Chuck Todd, saying this about where Americans are when it comes to Bidenomics.
The American public is not feeling it. Just 34% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of the economy in a recent AP poll that was released at the end of June. And only 20% of voters believe the nation is on the right track, though voters have not felt good about the direction of the country for over a decade. And Biden is trying to persuade voters that the economy is better than they think it is.
Better than they think it is. Let me just read for you the words coming from NBC. The American public is not feeling it. Just 34% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of the economy in a recent AP poll. 34%. That means the real number, if he wasn't trying to somehow make this look not as bad for the president, if he was honest, he would have said 64% of Americans disapprove of the president's handling of the economy. Instead, they give you the 34 number, hoping that you can't do math. The AP poll was released at the end of June, and only 20% of voters believe the nation is going in the right direction. Now, again, if you wanted to be honest about these polls, what they would have said is this. 80% of Americans believe that the country is headed in the wrong direction under the leadership of Joe Biden. Yet, going into this presidential election, there seems to be a significant number of people who say they're going to vote for Joe Biden. In other words, it's not that bad, or it's not bad enough that I'm willing to vote for a different party, which goes back to the issue of tribalism. I get asked this on a regular basis, okay? I want to be very clear. It is a constant question that people keep asking me. The question is this. Are we headed in the right direction? And do I believe that Joe Biden can be beat? Okay, full disclosure for you. I do not believe at this point that Joe Biden can be beat. Let me explain why I say that. Because at the end of the day, Democrats will vote for anyone. And if you don't believe me, look no further than Fetterman. Look no further than the vote with Fetterman. Look at how many people knew he was clearly incapacitated and they just didn't care. Let me also remind you that in Pennsylvania, there was an actual deceased human being on the ballot and they voted for that person anyway. It is clearly a major problem. And Democrats, yes, they may think that we're heading the wrong direction, but are they willing to break with a tribal Democratic Party that is obsessed with one thing and one thing only, and that is winning at all costs? You also have to think about the scandals that are around the president of the United States of America. You would think with these scandals around him that his approval rating would be at an all-time low. It's actually not. You would think with 80% of Americans saying they believe that the country is headed in the wrong direction, as they described it, again, you would think, key word, you would think that then that means he would have an all-time low approval rating. Yet, that is also not the case. It is a massive problem. Tribalism in this country right now. It's not a little problem. It is a massive problem. It is a problem that is so significant that I'm not sure that Democrats would not vote for anyone if that person is their nominee. They don't need them to be coherent, and there's clearly proof in that in Fetterman. They don't care if they're incapacitated. Clearly, there's proof of that same statement in Fetterman. They don't care about any of it. The only thing they care about is winning an election. Now, you also have to think about just how dumb this actually is, how insane this idea is. This idea that we are now living in a time in a country where you can have 80% of Americans believe they're heading the wrong direction. You can have a president that is filled with massive amounts of scandals. His presidency is consumed by scandals. There's cocaine at the White House. There's topless people that are at the 4th of July party at the White House. Transgender dudes with fake breasts at the White House taking off their shirts. You have a president whose son looked like he was high of the kite at the White House on the 4th of July. You have millions of dollars coming into bank accounts that are directly tied to the Biden crime family. We know who the big guy is, and we know that there were payments coming in to at least 9, if not a dozen, different family members. Please take everything I just told you, share it with your family and friends. Take our podcast, share it wherever you can on social media, because I promise you what I just told you is not and will not be covered by the mainstream media. They are not going to do it. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.